Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 150,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages, focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community. Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles specific to Buffalo's lifestyle, embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency. Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free health magazine for people of all ages. Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area, Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Find them online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. I'm your host, Dale Martin, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And it's an incredible, beautiful Sunday morning here in the Western New York area. And even though when we look out your window, you know what, you see the overcast. It's a little cloudy, but it's still beautiful. Do not let the clouds dim or destroy your theme or your heart, your spirit for today, because it's still a beautiful day. The sun is right behind those clouds, but we're going to bring some sunshine into you. We have so many amazing topics we're going to talk about today. And today is really going to be a different type of show coming from Western New York at Work. And it's filled with a lot of thank yous. We have so many people to thank for supporting Western New York at Work over the years. We've been here. Many people do not know that. We've actually been here 7 years. And it doesn't seem like that way. And so I think we're going to have some type of appreciation or birthday. I'm going to talk to Lauren about that in a few minutes. We're going to have to come up with a Western New York at Work birthday day where we just celebrate and bring out, you know, all of our clients and, you know, and just have an appreciation, because without you, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't exist. Okay. And I like that idea, an appreciation day, a Western New York at Work appreciation day. Again, without you, we wouldn't be here. And so, but just to carry on the conversation, Lauren and I, we have a lot of things that we're going to talk about this morning. And again, today is going to be a little different because we are just filled with thank yous. Thank you, Buffalo. Thank you, Western New York at Work. You know, and we don't be thinking all of our sponsors and our vendors and people who have supported us for all of our endeavors. But before we go into all of that, you know, I just want to say good morning to my wonderful co-host, Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, now what is that right there?
Iced tea.
Iced tea? I was going to say it looks like something healthy.
Tea. Well, there's no sugar in it. It's sugar-free. Okay. So I get it unsweetened. It's delicious. It's very refreshing.
Okay.
Really refreshing drink.
Now,
I almost said cocktail. I wish it was a cocktail. A little early.
That's
for
later,
that,
yes.
Though.
Okay. Now, how do you start your day? Do you run like 5 miles, 3 miles every morning?
Usually I would get a workout in. Yeah. Really? I'll do during the week it's about an hour workout in the mornings.
Yes.
6 AM is when I kind of get to the gym.
A regiment.
Yeah. It's very scheduled, very regimented.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
On the weekends I might do a run outside. Depends on the timing. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, sometimes it's an hour.
And I don't think we talk about that enough, Lauren, because in order to have a healthy mindset, you have to treat your body for the temple that it is.
You know, I just posted something online this week on my social media accounts, my Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, about how important it is to be mentally and physically healthy in order to, you know, be be great at your life and really put your best self forward.
Be your best you.
Be your best you, exactly.
Okay.
I think it's so important.
And how do you start? How do you become your best you? Because give us a few tips, starter tips.
I get a lot of sleep. I probably really? Sleep at least 8 hours a night. I'm very regimented with like my bedtime and go to bed early. I wake up early. I get a workout in. I drink a lot of water throughout the day.
Okay. Those are some very good healthy tips, though.
Good. Thank you.
No, they are.
What about you? What do you do, Dale?
We'll come back to me later.
What about Louie? Louie, do you have any like healthy tips, healthy regimen you do?
There's no method to my madness.
Louie's young. Is your birthday coming up?
June 5th.
June.
I don't need a method yet. Mm-hmm. We'll find one as I go along.
Louie will be 22 in June.
That's right.
That's why he doesn't need a method.
I got naturally healthy.
Yeah.
I don't need to follow any rules. Regiment? No, what's that? No, I don't even want
to. I mean, I still work out and run, and I mean, it's harder now than it was even, I'd say, like when I was like 17, 18. I mean, I remember I used to be able to play basketball for like 6 hours straight and keep going. Now I'll play for a couple hours, and like I'm definitely more sore now, but I still got time to before I got to really kick it up a notch.
And I think it's important, though, to be proactive. No matter how young, no matter how healthy you are, it's important to be active and you know, take some of those key steps.
Especially because the busier you get, it's harder to keep up that lifestyle. So, yeah.
And I think part of that, too, is, like, you have to schedule it in.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be, like, disciplined and schedule it in.
That's the tough part.
Mm-hmm. That's why, for me, it's important. Like, I work out in the morning before my day gets started, before I get too caught up with work or events in the evening.
Now, your structure, your discipline, your dedication, does it come from your day of rowing?
Rowing?
Yes.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, I've been involved in sports my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's just naturally part of me. And I think that helped me develop time management skills and self-discipline, especially being an athlete in college.
And I think it's so, when we start to connect the dots, what my biggest takeaway is that you worked in sports, but you learned time management, you learned team building, mm-hmm. you learned structure.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it plays a very, subconscious role in your current career today as a business owner.
Totally. I absolutely agree with that. And I see it a lot in other former athletes too. They had the same mindset and it becomes innate in you.
Okay.
It's funny, this morning we were talking about working out and I told a story how one time I was in Florida with my family and my mom and I were walking on the beach and there was this older woman, probably in her 70s or 80s, and I said to my mom, and this woman was like kind of like speed walking, like slow jogging on the beach. And I go, okay, at that point in my life, I go, I would just eat what I want and do what I want and not work out and who cares? But then my mom's like, would you really? I was like, you're right. I probably would and I'll probably be working out. Because it just helps me. It helps my mindset.
It's embedded
helps
you in you.
Yeah. I feel better those days.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Lauren, for our listeners out there, you're listening to Western New York at Work, Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And let's get into what I said at the top of the show. Today is a different kind of show and it's filled with so many thank yous.
Mm-hmm.
So many thank yous for everyone that contributed and were a part of Partners with a Shared Vision, the event that we do, our signature annual event that we do every year at the end of April. And it took place yesterday at the Buffalo Saturn Club. So, Lauren, if you don't mind, let's talk about the event.
Dale, congratulations to you because you put a lot of hard work.
To us. No, this is us.
I said multiple times yesterday at the event, I'm fortunate enough to ride your coattails.
No. We're not going to go there, Lauren. No.
No, you put
it's a wee team.
I want you to take some credit for this. You put a lot of hard work into pulling off the event yesterday, the Partners with a Shared Vision Business Brunch, and it was so fantastic. And so many people came up to me at the event and just said how much they enjoyed it, how wonderful it was. They took away some great points about what is happening in Western New York right now. And they learned a lot. So it was an awesome event. And for those of you, for our listeners who weren't able to make it yesterday, the Partners with a Shared Vision Business Brunch this year was focused on Together We're Driving Buffalo's Vision for 2020. So we're driving Buffalo and Western New York into 2020. And the key components we talked about, you know, we're investing in Buffalo's future. So we had Alex Gress from 43 North there. Driving Buffalo's vision for 2020, Western New York at Work, Women Leading the Charge, Francesca Messiah, Western New York at Work, Women Leading the Charge, Kwanzaa Humphrey. We had
two amazing women.
They were phenomenal. I had a great opportunity to talk to each of them, and they were just wonderful leaders. You could tell they were sharp, professional, and just kind.
Yes.
Great people.
And if I can just share just a little bit, you know, in terms of why we came up with that theme, together we are driving Buffalo's vision for 2020. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Buffalo, we are in 2020 right now, and we need to start to have the conversation right now. There's no need to wait to September, October, November, and start to plan for... We'll be behind. So mm-hmm. let's... here at Western New York at Work, we want to get in front of the conversation, and you're going to hear about driving that conversation more and more throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. And so our goal was to start to bring those industry leaders that can start to... that have a stakehold... and driving this community forward.
Yeah, we had like Dottie Gallagher-Cohen from the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, James Morrell, the deputy director from NFTA, who joined us on Western New York at Work a few weeks ago. And it was just great to kind of hear their thoughts and their vision for Western New York, how far we've come already, and where they continue to see us going and continuing to thrive as a region over the next couple of years.
Yes, I can't agree with you more. And I have to say that the biggest part for me were our young entrepreneurs.
Oh, I loved them. They were just great. Do you want me to list
please,
to our...
Yes,
okay,
go, yes,
I'm on a
please.
Roll. So we had Madison Rose from Madison...
No, Madison Wagstaff.
Wagstaff, that's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Madison's Fabulous Creations, Taylor Henderson, Terry's Cakery. I bought 6 of her cupcakes yesterday.
Oh, mine's are gone.
They're gone?
I ate them all last night.
I only had one so far. I had the ice cream sundae one. It was... delicious. So were they all as good?
We have to bring her in studio.
Oh, and I hope she brings cupcakes. Taylor, if you're listening, you have to come in and join us and bring cupcakes.
Absolutely.
We also had Xandra Cunningham, Xandra Beauty, Sheldon Gibbs, Classic Knots. If you don't know Sheldon Gibbs' name, you would recognize his bow ties. He's that young entrepreneur who started his bow tie business. And Olivia Brooks from Libby's Lemonade Stand, who I bought her lemonade too. So we had the young entrepreneurs there.
Yes.
You know, they were awarded for what they're doing as young entrepreneurs. They range from the ages to 9 to, I think, 17.
Yes, absolutely. And the one thing I noticed when they came up to receive their awards, when they came on stage, when they took the mic, it was almost like they transformed into someone else.
Yeah, he did.
You know, their confidence level went from 0 to 10 in an instant, because each and every one of them were able to talk about their business, mm-hmm. why they started their business, mm-hmm. and what motivated them, whether it was mom or dad, or whether it was something that mom and dad said they couldn't have.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
It inspired them.
It inspired them. And they've taken their business, you know, started out of their homes, have turned into thriving businesses. And I loved hearing how, you know, they had to buy new resources to help them advance their business and grow their business and take it to the next level. And I just look at them and, like I said, they're 9, 12, 13, 17 years old. And
from 11 to 17, yes.
I'm like, what? You think back, like, what was I doing at that age? And would I have that confidence to get up on stage in front of a room of adults, strangers, and talk about my business?
Well,
and they were confident. They were able to relay the information about their business and speak, you know, clearly about their business. It was really great to see.
Talk about dress for success, but there's another thing when you being prepared for success. They are being prepared for success, and we have to thank their parents, because mm-hmm. their parents are that foundation, that platform, that institution in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That inspires them. And so, you know, we have to thank the parents that are, you know, I guess driving that inspiration in their kids, while at the same time allowing them to be kids. And I hate to say kids, because they're not kids. They're
young adults.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, kudos and congratulations to all of the parents, other young entrepreneurs that were recipients of the Western New York at Work Young Entrepreneurs Awards. And that being said, let's move on to saying thank yous to our many sponsors and vendors.
Well, we forgot two people, though.
We did?
The mayor.
Oh, yeah.
We had Mayor Byron Brown.
Yes.
So joined us and gave the opening remarks. So it was great to see the mayor. He's always fantastic.
Yes, he is. And he's been a big supporter of Western New York at
mm-hmm.
Work.
Mm-hmm. So that was great to have him there. And Senator Tim Kennedy.
Yes. Who gave some... amazing remarks in terms of the infrastructure changes on a state level. And he talked about things that are not only on a state level, but also on a local level. And my biggest takeaway in concert with what Senator Tim Kennedy said and what James Morrell, who's the deputy director of mm-hmm. NFTA, said, Buffalo, the transportation is going to look completely different in a few years, in a very short few years. What did you think about that? Did you kind of grasp on any of any thoughts?
I think it's needed. Mm-hmm. It's needed in Western New York. We have to expand our public transportation for sure.
In order to grow.
In order to grow. So I think it's really exciting to hear that they are taking the necessary steps to help get it there, get our transportation further, expanding the rail line. And
well, let's face it. We are the second largest city in the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yet we operate differently, or we used to. And so if we think like we're in New York City and I want to say produce like we're in New York City, mm-hmm. act like we're in New York City, not that we have to have a New York City attitude because we have to have a Buffalo and West New York and work attitude. Yes, but the infrastructure, we have the infrastructure in place. So why not expand and grow and bring all of our communities? We have 8 growing communities in this region. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we operate like we're in silos.
Mm-hmm.
A city can progress a lot further if we look at how we can join hand-in-hand, become partners with a shared vision and expand on a regional level.
Oh, we have to. And I never want us to get to, you know, a New York City level or like a major metropolitan
city. Our population won't, I don't think we ever see those days, at least not in our lifetime.
Yeah, I like the way we have it, but I think, you know, some of these necessary changes with transportation and public transportation are crucial to help support the city and the region's growth, like, you know, a lot of people want, and what's going to happen.
I mean,
it's happening.
And Buffalo, if you're just now joining our conversation, again, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We're talking about the Partners with a Shared Vision event that was held yesterday at the Buffalo Saturn Club. And our mm-hmm. conversation was based on transportation and workforce development,
mm-hmm.
two areas or industries that are really going to impact the growth of Buffalo moving into 2020 and beyond. And whether you are, you know, you've been in tune with any of those areas, now is the time to embrace yourself with understanding what our needs are starting from a hiring standpoint. If you are an employer, you're looking for great talent. If you're an employer, you want to retain good talent.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're a solo entrepreneur, you're thinking about, okay, what's going to help me grow my business and be competitive and be relevant?
And that came up yesterday, too. When we had our panel, we had Alex Gress, James Morrell, and Dottie Cohen up on stage. They were talking about hiring and culture for companies. Culture is so important for the companies. And when I talk too about Staff Buffalo and what we do, you know, it's matchmaking. It's helping these companies hire the right people for their teams to help drive their business forward. And we talk to candidates that are going to be a good fit culturally is probably one of the most important things, but also are qualified for a position. I mean, that's obvious, but we want to make sure you find that those people that want to be part of the culture
fit.
Of your organization, and they're a good fit. When they're happy, they're successful. Your business is successful and you're going to thrive.
Right. And Lauren, I know you know this because, you know, you're a businesswoman. When you make a bad hiring decision, it could be 2.5 times that person's salary. So we're talking about if you're paying them $50,000, it could be $150,000 in loss. To your company, to your bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lost income, revenue, productivity,
yep.
You know, it affects your company. And so it's important that we talk about the science of hiring right.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of times it comes down to, you know, people sometimes just make a hire because they want someone in a seat, which, again, if they hire the wrong person, it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
They're going to lose money. They're going to lose time. They're going to lose productivity. And then it sets them back even further. So it's important to take those extra steps and maybe that extra time to find the right person.
Yeah, and that's what Partners with a Shared Vision, it brought you a collective, I'll put it this way, a gumbo soup of multiple conversations
I like that.
Coming from different aspects of how this community, when you collaborate together, we can grow our community. And we had organizations like Hope Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
They are addressing a completely different area of business. And what I mean by that, if you have a healthy workforce, then you have a healthy company or have a healthy individual. And they're addressing, you know, teen pregnancy. But they are aspiring their young teens to think and be mindful of who they are as an individual, to act properly, be conscious of, again, their own sexuality. They do so many different things, and I can't wait. You know, I'm looking forward to their next appearance on the show because they can explain their mission and what they do so eloquently better than I can.
Well, they do a lot, so it's hard for us to say exactly what they do. They tell their story much better than you
yes,
or I can.
Which is why
but
we bring them on the show.
What's important is they, you know, they're getting involved with youth at a young age when they can make an impact.
Yes.
Start educating them, you know, about life and being an adult and, you know, the impacts of some of their decisions and how it can affect them for the rest of their life. So right. I think it's really great that they're starting.
Yeah. And also, Lauren, I just want to say a very special thank you to Nikki Dimitri.
Wasn't she great?
From Channel 7. Who was our moderator. Nikki, mm-hmm. thank you so much. You did a marvelous job. Thank you for, you know, being a part. See, now you're part of the Western New York at Work team. She doesn't yes. know that yet. And we adopted her mom.
Yes, wasn't that great? Her mom was in town visiting yes. from New Jersey. So her mom came to the business brunch yesterday, and I chatted with her mom after, and she was like, wow. She's like, it is so cool to see everything going on in Buffalo and hear this. She goes, I watch, you know, she's not from Buffalo, but because her daughter's on WKBW, she watches WKBW's news, so she has an idea of what's going on in Buffalo. But, you know, for someone from New Jersey to be at the business brunch yesterday and really just enjoy hearing about everything that's happening in Buffalo and in Western New York, it was really cool to chat with her about it.
It really was. And again, if you're just now joining our conversation, we're just giving out some thank yous to everyone that has shown us support and love. In light of Western New York at Work partners with the Shared Vision, our annual event, and just to name some of our sponsors, the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, Liberty Cab, Hope Buffalo, Bocce's Pizza, Death Printing, Tony Martin Awards, again, Channel 7, WKBW, NFTA.
The Mac Group, Forseti Protection.
Yes.
Who else? We had Seamus Galvin from Go Bike Buffalo.
Let's talk about Seamus for a while because I think.
Well, can we come back and talk about Seamus?
Okay, yes.
We should take a break.
Okay, you know.
So
okay.
Who else did we miss from? Oh, and the Buffalo Experience. We represented
the Buffalo Hall of Fame experience. I'm wearing their cap.
You do.
That's right.
You are.
Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today, we're talking about thank you. We're saying thank you to the community. We're going to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, this is Peter Cimino, Board President of Infotech Western New York, here to talk about the 19th annual BETAs. The BETAs, which stand for Buffalo Emerging Technology Awards and Showcase, recognize and celebrate Western New York's organizations and individuals that set the standard for technological innovation and implementation, workplace culture, and industry activism. Be there on May 2nd at Riverworks from 4:30 to 6:30 for the Technology Showcase, and the awards start at 7 p.m. Register today at infotechwny.com. I hope to see you there.
When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, and we have our awesome producer Louie on the other side of our window in the studio this morning. And the first half of the show, we were chatting a lot about the partners with the shared vision business brunch that we had yesterday that really focused on driving Buffalo forward into 2020 and the vision that a lot of our leaders have for Buffalo, especially in 2020, which is just a few months away. But we were thinking and talking about a lot of our sponsors and people who are at our group, and we, right before break, we were teasing a little bit. We had Seamus Gallivan in the room with us yesterday from Go Bike Buffalo and the Slow Roll and Sky Ride.
The Sky Ride, which we participate every year.
You love that event,
Dale. Yes, I do. Maybe one year, maybe this year, we'll get you out there, Lauren.
I know, I haven't done it. I feel like every other year I've had something going on.
It's an amazing experience.
It'd be cool. And I love the Skyway. Yeah. I know a lot of people want it down. I love driving over the Skyway. For me, it's fun. It's beautiful. It's such a cool way to see the city when you're going out towards the South Towns, going out Route 5. You're looking at the lake and you see the sunset, and in the winter, it's so cool to see the ice on the lake from that perspective. It's awesome.
Well, it's one thing to drive your vehicle over the Skyway, and it's all of that, but to ride a bike.
I can't even imagine. Okay. It's so cool.
Well, they close down vehicular traffic on the Skyway and the 33. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing experience. And you're right. So Seamus from Go Bike Buffalo was there, mm-hmm. and I think it was interesting how his presentation came about, because we started off with a presentation from the NFTA, their expansion, and we ended with bike riding.
Right. It's another mode of transportation. And Seamus gave a point. He said, does everyone remember their first vehicle? And, you know, everyone like raised their hand. You have memory of your first vehicle. And he went up to someone in the audience. It was Olivia Brooks, her mom.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, it was I don't remember what she said exactly, but a Hyundai Sonata.
She gave her a car. She gave her first car.
Nope, wrong. He's like, it's your feet. It's your 2 feet. So we forget, you know, your methods of transportation involve walking, biking around the city. And I know Go Bike Buffalo, they're big advocates for, you know, biking in Western New York and creating safer bike lanes. And they do these rides, the Slow Roll and the Sky Ride, to give people a perspective of biking through Western New York.
Well, they're going to make biking sexy in Buffalo.
They're doing a great job at it.
And transportation is going to look different in Buffalo in the years to come, and we're going to be talking more and more about that. But again, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And as promised, we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. So we're going to end with talking about sports.
The NFL draft concluded yesterday in Tennessee. The Bills made four final selections on the final day, selecting Florida linebacker Voshon Joseph, Miami safety Jaquan Johnson, NC&T linebacker Dale Johnson Jr., and Boston College tight end Tommy Sweeney. A local prospect will be staying in Buffalo. UB starting quarterback Tyree Jackson signed with the Bills as an undrafted free agent following the draft. Jackson's number one target at Buffalo and wide receiver Anthony Johnson also signed as an undrafted free agent following the draft, agreeing to a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another quarterback from the 2018 first-round class has joined the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins finalized a trade during the draft with the Arizona Cardinals for Josh Rosen. Three of four potential starting quarterbacks in the AFC East were first-round selections last year in Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Rosen. To hockey, the Sabres have a Calder finalist in defenseman Rasmus Dahlin. Dahlin finished his first year in Buffalo with 9 goals and 35 assists for 44 points in 82 games. Only Phil Housley had more points as an 18-year-old defenseman than Dahlin in NHL history. The Calder goes to the best rookie during the regular season. To the NBA, the Denver Nuggets have advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a Game 7 victory over the Spurs in Denver. Nikola Jokic notched a triple-double, the first triple-double in a Game 7 since LeBron James in Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. The Nuggets will take on the Trailblazers in the next series. The second round tipped off for the 76ers and the Raptors in the Eastern Conference. Toronto got the Game 1 victory at home, 108-95. Two games slated for today. Game 1 between the Celtics and Bucks tip off at 1 p.m., followed by the Rockets and Warriors at 3:30. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York. Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. A little tongue-tied there.
I know. It happens.
As, you know what? Every now and then we make a mistake. You know what? I remember one day it was Thanksgiving, and I said Happy Mother's Day. So,
which that is coming up in a few weeks.
Yes, that's right. It's coming up in a few weeks. So, Buffalo, oh, gosh, thank you so much for being a part of us each and every Sunday. Thank you for being a part of Western New York at Work, partners with the Shared Vision. Mm-hmm. We love
you. If you missed it this year, if you missed it the past couple years, come next year.
Yes.
It is such a great and inspiring morning. And whether you're an entrepreneur, an industry leader.
Looking for a job.
Anything.
Yes.
You could be anything to come to Western York at Work.
And if you're looking for a career, you should call
Staff Buffalo. And if you're looking to hire great people, call Staff Buffalo.
There you go. Buffalo, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.